On Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 69, you're going to hear a singer-songwriter that demands your ear's attention. You're going to be able to get in on the ground floor on a brand new travel instrument, and if you never thought you could fingerpick, I can guarantee you by the end of this episode, you will be fingerpicking. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 69. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best and very boldest acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you my guitar geek list for the week, and in looking at my list, all of the boxes are checked. You're going to learn something, you're going to find out about new gear, you're going to find out about a new artist, and what's my last... Oh, there's a special holiday treat coming up for you. As you can tell, I haven't really decorated the desk as of yet. But think of the last item today as a bit of a holiday prepper, so you can look forward to that. But before we dive in, I want to say hello to the eye in the sky, the radar watcher, Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. Noah, how are you doing today?
Hey, Tony.
Cheers to you,
cheers,
buddy.
Mate. Dude, I love the eye in the sky reference. I am an Alan Parsons fan.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going more towards a weatherman vibe.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Our eye in the sky, like they go to the chopper.
Oh, I got
you. Like the traffic chopper thing.
Yeah, I see.
But hey, you know what? If you took it in the Alan Parsons vein, by all means, just take it and run.
Well, I did.
Good.
And
good.
Thank you.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Before we started filming today, Noah was like, what do you say we have a glass today during filming? I said, you know what? I think that's a good idea. We're filming this one later in the afternoon. So for those of you, just please know it's not 10 a.m. and we're not cracking into a bottle of bourbon.
Correct.
We're filming this one in the afternoon. So Noah thought, yes. You know what? It's time. As producer, Noah thought this would be a good addition to the show today. So what are you having today, Noah?
Today is nothing new to our Acoustic Tuesday audience, especially those who have been around since the beginning. Today, I'm enjoying the Port Charlotte heavily peated from the Bruichladdich distillery on Isla. And boy, is it good.
Is that one also known as swamp water?
So, as I was saying, you go and you have other things and you enjoy them.
Yeah.
But you come back to this and you're reminded, wow, that is really good. It's a really good scotch.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're enjoying that.
So, how about, what type of corn are you drinking today?
Well, today I was feeling slightly regal. I don't know if that's the right word, but me and the Colonel are having a go today, and it's given me the appropriate Colonel strength to make it through the episode today. Mm. I'm having the Colonel Taylor small batch, which I like better than the single barrel, ironically enough. I think the single barrel is good, but the small batch is a little bit more consistent. I really enjoy it. It's got a great initial taste, but to me, the finish on this particular bourbon, you just want the finish to just last forever in your mouth. Mm. So there you have it. That's what I'm having.
Well, I do like the Colonel myself. Don't tell anybody that I like a bourbon, but of the bourbons I've had, I do enjoy the Colonel as well.
It's a good one. It's a good one. For those of you who are like, I want to try this bourbon stuff, but I'm not sure where to start, the Colonel's a great place to start. It may ruin you for every other bourbon.
You can't start low, I've learned.
It's true. It'll just poison you.
Yep.
It'll poison you.
Yep.
Well, Noah, I'm taking the appropriate stance to teach.
Okay.
So I got to grab my guitar. And today, I want to dive right into fingerpicking. Okay. Now, I'm going to share with you some thoughts that I had when I was first starting guitar. And they were thoughts along the lines of, I'd see somebody fingerpicking and I'd be like, wow, that looks extremely complicated. Or, wow, I think maybe when I am playing for about 5 years, I'll finally be able to do that. Or, wow, I'm not good enough. I shouldn't even try learning that right now. Well, those are all false statements because you can, with the right direction, learn fingerpicking right here, right now, and that's what we're going to do. Because fingerpicking, when you put all the pieces together, can look pretty darn complicated, and it can sound even more complicated. But if you strip away each little layer and each piece, you'll find out that if you start to build each layer and then slowly add them together, you'll realize, hey, fingerpicking is just a series of small movements that you add together. So we're going to go through each of those small movements today. There's four steps, okay? I'm going to describe them, and then I'm going to show you on the guitar. The first step is thumb independence. The second step is the pinch. The third step is the staggered pinch. And the fourth step is mixing up those pinches. So here we go. Go ahead and grab your guitar if you have it. Tune it up. And we're going to be making a C chord throughout this entire exercise teaching segment. So just keep that in mind. Your index finger will be on the first fret of the B, middle finger, the second fret of the D, and ring finger, third fret of the A. It's a nice, beautiful, open C chord. And that fretting hand is going to hold that chord shape throughout. For our fret, or our picking hand rather, we're gonna be assigning the thumb, index, and middle finger some strings to deal with. Okay, so we're using a three finger style here. We can call this a traditional style. Some folks like to use the ring finger right off the bat. That's fine, that's a great way to finger pick, but that's not what I'm gonna discuss here today, because I figured if this is a new skill, let's limit the fingers that are actually moving so we get control over just the three fingers. And then if you wanna add the ring later, go ahead and add the ring finger. That's not a problem, it's a great way to finger pick. So, as far as the thumb is concerned, the thumb is going to be responsible for the A and the D string. The index finger is going to be responsible for the G, and the middle is going to be responsible for the B. Okay? So, first things first, let's gain some thumb independence. So, the thumb's job is to create rhythmic drive, a rhythmic pulse, okay? So for the sake of getting your thumb in the groove, the thumb's gonna bounce between the A and the D string on the downbeat, or a quarter note, right? So if I count and measure 1, 2, 3, 4, that thumb is gonna be going on 1, 2, 3, 4. It's gonna alternate between the A and the D string. This is also referred to as an alternating bass line. So that'll sound like this. So you go A, D, A, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. All thumb. I know it seems easy, but this is a very crucial foundational step, okay? So make sure to take great care in this. And I don't want you to try and flick the strings with your thumb. It's more of the weight of the hand that's doing all the work. So you're gonna rest your thumb on the string, let the weight of the hand pull your thumb off the string. All right, that'll ensure good tone, and it'll ease up tension in your arm as well. The next step is the pinch. So now with the thumb alternating between the A and the D string, when the thumb hits the A, you're gonna use the index finger to pinch the G along with it. When the thumb hits the D, you're gonna use the middle finger to pinch the B along with it. All right, so you get some nice, robust, a little bit higher register on the guitar, and it sounds a little bit more full, if you will. So that's gonna sound like this. Remember, as the thumb goes from the A to the D, we're gonna be adding that pinch. When the thumb hits the A, pinch the G. Thumb hits the D, pinch the B. Okay, and that'll be on the quarter note as well. So that'll sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Perfect, we got thumb independence, we added the pinch. Now we're gonna stagger the pinch, okay? What does that mean? I don't know if this is a generally practiced term, but it's one that I really like to use because I feel like it describes the motion pretty well. So instead of pinching, meaning the thumb and the index or thumb in the middle go at the same time, the staggered pinch means the thumb goes first, then the index, then the thumb, then the middle. So again, thumb's gonna hit the A, then the index is gonna hit the G, thumb's gonna hit the D, then the middle's gonna hit the B. All right, staggered pinch. Now this is done over an eighth note count. So it'll sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Your thumb fires on the numbered beats, your index or middle fires on the and beat. So that's gonna sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Or you can actually just announce which finger is actually activating the string like this. Thumb, index, thumb, middle. Thumb, index, thumb, middle. Okay, so we got thumb independence, we've got the pinch, now we got the staggered pinch. The last step is to mix them up. So you can do this in any order, but for the sake of our exercise here, we're gonna do them in the order that we learned them. So we're gonna do two pinches followed by a series of staggered pinches. The first two pinches will be done on the quarter note, and then the last series of staggered pinches will be done on the 3 and 4 and beats. So rhythmically, we count like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's gonna sound like this. Let me get centered here. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, or you can think of it as, again, just announcing the motions that you're doing. Like so, pinch, pinch, thumb, index, thumb, middle. Pinch, pinch, thumb, index thumb, middle. So there you have it. Those are the four steps to finger picking freedom. Now, let me just have you know, I'll have you know that there's a little bit of disclaimer attached to this. That is the most basic traditional style of finger picking. Are there exceptions? Yes. Are there other ways to approach it? Yes. Are there ways to do it over other chords, including other strings? Yes, absolutely. But the absolute core of finger picking is patterns, okay? So those are the basic patterns for traditional finger style. And if you spend time learning those, I can guarantee you, you will be on the fast track to finger picking freedom. I guarantee you. And when I was first learning, I wish somebody sat me down and said, hey, this is all you need to know. Because later on, I realized, wow, if we break it down into patterns, that's it. And that leads to the bigger lesson here, and that some things that seem complicated, that sound complicated, if you start to parse out the little pieces that make it up as a whole, you'll realize, okay, as little pieces, these aren't so complicated. It's when I try and approach everything all at once that things start to get messy. So I hope that helped you take your playing to the next level. I hope that you had fun and felt progress with that. Now, if you want to continue having fun and continue feeling progress at the same time, I definitely want you to check out Tony's Acoustic Challenge. It's an acoustic guitar program like you've never seen before. And I want you to go to tonysacousticchallenge.com to check it out. And if it resonates with you, I want you to request an invite today and see how it can take your playing to the next level. And bonus, if you want to check out a full finger picking lesson, just go to acousticlife.tv/AT69. I recorded that lesson in its entirety, separate from the show, so that you can actually really sink into it and go through each of those exercises. So I hope you enjoyed that. Now I'm going to keep motoring down the line here because we've got a lot to do today and a very special surprise at the end that involves many, many, many Acoustic Tuesday viewers. But first, Guitar Geek Trivia is on the agenda. So here is your Guitar Geek Trivia question. Who founded the Oscar Schmidt Company alongside Oscar Schmidt in New Jersey in the year 1871? Was it A, Otto Schmidt, B, Owen Schmidt, C, Ollie Schmidt, or D, Oliver Schmidt? Go ahead and ponder that, and at the end of the show, I'll be sure to give you the answer. Now, Noah actually helped me come up with those answers.
I didn't even know what it was for.
I was like, Noah, I need O names now.
And I think I even said Oscar is one of them.
Yeah. So I want to keep motoring on because I've got a great Acoustic Tuesday viewer recommendation for an artist, but I want to check in with the mailbag because we got some great stuff. I mentioned that Thompson Guitars, Christine over at Thompson Guitars, sent me their B-Bender Dreadnought. It's a mahogany dreadnought with a B-Bender, which is so rad, but I failed to mention the other cool stuff that they sent. I got some awesome Thompson case stickers, which I want to say thank you for, and I've got this really stellar Thompson guitar shirt that they included, which I love the color, I love the logo, and it's got a back on it too, which I also love. So I want to thank the folks at Thompson Guitars, particularly Christine, for being just so awesome and sending that along. And there's a little mini lesson in there, and that, you know, I know it's getting late, it's holiday season. If you got a guitar geek on your shopping list that has everything, I think that shirt's pretty rad. So check out Thompson Guitars for that. Be worth giving them a call. Also, I got a letter here from, this is awesome, by the way, because this contains so many great references to Acoustic Tuesday and the goings on here at Acoustic Tuesday. This letter is from Rick Green. And he says, Dear Acoustic Life gang, I like to think of us as a gang, almost like a biker gang.
Yeah.
You know, with leather coats and, you know, bicycles.
Or helmets.
Pedal bikes.
Yeah.
Dear Acoustic Life gang, first of all, Tony, congratulations on your recent wedding. Well, thanks very much, Rick. Years of happiness to you and Whitney. May that music never stop playing. And he goes on to say, I've been a faithful watcher of Acoustic Tuesday since about week 10. A big shout out to Reverend, clever wedding reference, Noah Heckman. That can be added to your title as I introduce you.
Yeah.
The progenitor of the AT volleyball team with substitutes available. And let's not forget the ghost of AT's past, Levi, which Noah is honoring with his V-neck black shirt today.
Oh, yes.
I just want to, that's a quick nod to our Levi out there. He's out there making sure that the Acoustic Tuesday show goes to, I don't know, coast to coast and beyond.
Oh yeah.
Is that
oh yeah, coast to coast
new frontiers
and beyond. Oh yeah.
Rick goes on to say, I'm enclosing three picks for the jar and eventual wall, thin, medium, and thick, from a music shop here in San Francisco. It's not the best guitar store in the Bay Area, but being located a few doors from the corner of Haight and Ashbury, it is iconic in the city. The staff is knowledgeable and patient with the hordes of tourists that march through the place. So Rick did include three awesome picks from Haight and Ashbury, or Haight Ashbury Music Center, which will go in the mug. It's getting pretty full. About time, Noah. About time we invest in a cork board and start hanging this stuff up.
We were talking about that.
We were talking about that. Noah's like, when I say we, generally that means Noah's going
right,
to
exactly.
get in his car and go get stuff.
Yeah, so I'm going to put that on my list to do right now.
Rick goes, he signs off and he says, one of these days I'll get around to ordering a t-shirt and sending a picture of my five acoustics. They are modest guitars and really don't rise to the level of Guitarsonal. So I'll call them my Gitamo clip, which I think that's pretty inventive there. Starting to look for a resonator. Damn you, Acoustic Tuesdays, for tickling my fancy. Sincerely, Rick Green. I want to thank Rick for the picks and for the very kind letter. Cheers to you, sir. I really appreciate you sending that in. We really appreciate you sending that in. And then I got a letter just before we started filming today. Now, the level of guitar geekiness here is high because the letter was actually written on the inside of a Martin Retro string packet, which I thought, you know what, this is a very green approach to writing a guitar geek
letter. About repurposing.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome.
And this is from Paul C. He says, hey guys, great show and lessons. Here are two picks from my favorite music store. And this is from the House of Guitars in Rochester, New York. So those will go into the cup as well. Noah, that's a lot of pressure on getting that cork board. I'm talking a big one.
I wrote it down.
Okay. He says, here are two picks from my favorite music store. Sent a bunch of others before, but looks like they did not make it to you. Bummer. How guitar geeky is it to write a note on a string envelope? Well, I think it's a new, you've raised the bar to a whole new level.
Definitely.
Keep up the good work and thanks. Paul C. from Springwater, New York. So thank you, Paul C., for that. That's awesome. For those future reference, for those of you who want to write a letter to Acoustic Tuesday, please do so. Our address is 2335 Birdie Drive. That's in Bozeman, Montana, 59715. And if you do it on the back of the inside of a string envelope, bonus points. Guitar geek bonus points. So that's it for the mailbag. Again, thanks to everybody that sent something in. Thanks to all of you who may have sent stuff in that has not arrived yet. We definitely appreciate hearing from you and connecting with you in that way. Now, moving on to who I'm listening to this week. This week, I'm listening to an artist that was brought to my attention by Pam B. Now, I knew this was going to be an awesome artist because Pam resides in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. And Nazareth, Pennsylvania is not only Pam's hometown, but it's Martin Guitar's hometown as well, which I thought, I saw that. I was like, Pam's awesome because she's clearly a guitar geek who lives, you know, right next to Martin Guitar's. And this recommendation is going to be amazing. And this recommendation totally blew my socks off. So she says this of the artist that we're listening to this week. I met and heard Emily at a songwriter round. Her songs, voice, and guitar playing are amazing. She sounds even better in person, and I think more people should know about her. I got her album, Lead in the Light, at the round, and I can't stop playing it. Now, the Emily she's referring to is none other than Emily Barnes. Now, you may not have heard of Emily before because she's very much under the radar, but she very much shouldn't be under the radar. She's an outstanding singer-songwriter. Her playing is fantastic, as Pam mentioned, and I have to say her lyrical content, I just love reading the lyrics. I could literally just sit and read the lyrics, and it's moving stuff. And I think a great example of that is a song you're about to listen to here. It's called Hey Carmen, and again, this is by Emily Barnes.
To Virginia, 'cause it's a long way from Omaha. No, you didn't bury your dad somewhere deep in Minnesota. He's somewhere watching over you when you get back from where you've been. Hey, Carmen, how was a cup of coffee? Did it keep your eyes from falling from the road? Do you realize, yeah, that those kids really need you. Otherwise, they'd never make it back from where they play. You get back from where you've been. Know there's someone behind that door to let you in.
Now, I'm excited for a couple of reasons. Actually, quite a few reasons here. First of all, Emily's from Colorado, so I'm hoping that in future travels, when Whitney and I are down in Colorado, we might be able to catch a show. The second reason is in looking through all of her YouTube videos, and she's got quite a few out there, and you can catch more at acousticlife.tv/AT69. There's like, you know, not a ton of views on these videos, maybe like in 1,000, 1,500, somewhere like that. So I'm just saying to all of you guitar geeks out there, if you like what you heard and you want to hear more, check her stuff out on YouTube. Of course, go to acousticlife.tv/AT69. You'll hear her solo shows. You'll hear her with an acoustic trio, which is really cool to hear as well. And last but certainly not least, when I was trying to pick a song for the show, this song struck me because I think it shows the lyrical content so well. And for some reason, I feel like I remember seeing an interview with her online somewhere where she said that she actually wrote that song about somebody she met at a rest area during her travels. And I'm not 100% if that's true. And I might be mixing it up with somewhere else. But if it is true, and Emily, if you're out there listening, please let us know because that song's awesome. And then I was like, well, man, maybe this is a song done by someone else because it's not on any of her albums. And then I kept looking and I didn't find it by anyone else. So that's one of her songs. So I think it's just a great testament to how awesome of a songwriter she is. Now, she does have two albums out. Speaking of albums, two solo albums. The first is called Beautiful Goodbyes. And you can get that on Amazon. In fact, there's a link at acousticlife.tv/AT69. Remember, anything that you purchase off of acousticlife.tv, that's a referral link. So we collect a percentage of that link that's used, and then we pass that percentage directly on to Guitars for Vets as a donation on behalf of all you guitar geeks, so you'll be able to get that album through acousticlife.tv. And also, there's another solo album she has called that Pam referred to called Let in the Light, which is awesome as well. So let's all band together as guitar geeks and songwriter appreciators, and let's give Emily those listens. Let's go ahead and get that album, because I tell you what, this is somebody that I don't think needs to be under the radar. She's a great writer, a great player. I love that she mixes finger picking in with some strumming and stuff. And her with the acoustic trio is very cool as well. So let's show our guitar geek support. And again, check out Emily Barnes. And thanks, Pam B, for the recommendation. We really appreciate that. All right, moving on. I've got tons of stuff. In fact, this next item is kind of time sensitive. But before we visit that, Noah...
Tony.
You've been patiently waiting, and I know you're ready to just go bananas on the small wins. So shall we?
Let's shall. I think I said that right. Let's shall.
Let's okay. Shall?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Whatever you decide is what I'm going to go with.
Okay. Let's do it.
Just say it with confidence.
As always, small wins from Acoustic Tuesday viewers at home and abroad. First one comes from Johnny L., who says, small win. I have played with a pick my whole life. I started using tack earlier this year with the hopes of finally learning fingerstyle guitar. I hadn't realized how much success I've had with the fingerstyle until the other day I found myself frustrated with how uncomfortable I've become with a pick. I went from only being able to flat pick to feeling annoyed at having to hold one after a matter of months of doing finger picking. This small revelation blew my mind.
I love that. The trials and tribulations of flat picking versus finger picking.
Yeah, you know, balance. That's the key. The key is balance in life. All right, next small one comes from, and this comment is titled by, or being made by, Meyer Roots Instruments. And they write, small win, while cleaning my old ukulele, I convinced my sister to buy herself a ukulele so we could jam and learn how to play it together.
That's rad. That's super awesome. I love it.
Next small win comes from Amber B. He says, small win, my husband bought me a year of tack for Christmas. Best husband ever.
I concur. Best husband ever, for sure.
Yep.
Clearly setting the bar for the rest of us.
Major points. Now, I'm curious, Amber... are you the guitar geek, or are both of you the guitar geek, or did it start with him? Just kind of curious there. Who's Who's the head guitar geek in the home?
I like that. That idea of tracing your guitar geek roots back to where they started.
Ooh.
Like, who influenced your guitar geekiness?
Now, we're going to get into more ancestry later on.
Oh, okay. Okay?
But that's a great tie-in. Guitar geek ancestry. I like that.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, I kind of love that.
And our last small win of the day comes from James M. Small win, I finally learned From the Beginning by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. It was quite a challenge. Chords I've never played, etc. Made my index finger sore on my left hand by the time I got it down, but I got it down.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Good job, James.
That's a great small win. Noah, thank you for reading the small wins, by
the way. You're welcome.
You
now
did
I'm
so
just...
in such an eloquent fashion.
Well, I had practice. I practiced them. Now I'm just waiting for yours, because you normally have a small win to throw.
I do have a small win, and I'm really excited to share it, because was it last week? I guess it was last week. Was it last week? Yeah, it was last week. It was last week, Tuesday, that I was going to see Charlie Parr here in town. He was playing at the Rialto, where the Acoustic Life Festival last year and this year will be held. And I was super pumped, because I love seeing Charlie play, and he's one of those performers that is so genuine and so true to the music, and he just really serves the song so well. So it's just a treat to see him play, and I was able to catch up with him afterwards, and that was awesome too. We went and shared a cup of coffee. Well, he had a cup of coffee and I had a cup of coffee in the morning. We didn't share a single cup of coffee. But it was great to catch up with him. And here's the small win part. Well, the small win, let me just say, the helicopter view small win was sitting down to hang out with one of my personal guitar heroes, somebody I really look up to. But secondly, he brought his 12-string Fraulini for me to check out, which is, it's a short scale 12-string modeled after Lonnie Johnson's 12-string built by Todd Cambio of Fraulini Instruments. Now this is, Todd's based in Wisconsin, and Charlie gave me the whole scoop on this instrument, and it's very, very cool. Todd does a ton of research, and this instrument was so fun to play and just an absolute treat. So, kind of two small wins.
Yeah.
Chat with one of my guitar heroes and just playing a guitar that I never thought I'd be able to play, because Todd, to the best of my knowledge, has only built one of those Lonnie Johnson reproductions. So, definitely a small win that I wanted to share with all of you, and just give another digital high five, a bump, if you will, to Fraulini Instruments and Todd Cambio, who builds such wonderful, wonderful instruments. So thanks for indulging me in my small win. And I want to also indulge you in your small win. So if you're sitting there thinking, man, I like this idea of a small win, I want to share one of mine. Super easy. You just put hashtag small win in the YouTube comments, and we'll go ahead and read it on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. These small wins are so important. Whether you went to an awesome show, whether you changed your strings for the first time, whether you convinced a family member to become a guitar geek, those are all small wins, and we need these small wins in our guitar journeys, because it helps cultivate this positive momentum so that we know we're progressing. And that's such a good feeling, and we want to, of course, help further that with always sharing small wins on Acoustic Tuesday. Any other small wins, Noah?
Well, now that you say that, yeah. I do want to say that there are a lot more that I don't share. I mean, I wish I could share them all. But if you are watching this, or even want to go back to past episodes, just scroll down the comments, and there's tons more small wins that I wish I could share them all, and plus comments to boot.
Some really funny stuff,
too. Yeah.
So definitely encourage. I second Noah's encouraging words there.
All right. Well, let's keep chugging, Noah. Well, shall we?
Yeah, let's head down the track.
So here's the scenario. I feel like I'm painting a lot of scenarios in today's episode, but I'm going to just go with it. I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to be a painter of scenarios today. The scenario is this. As a guitar geek, we want to travel and we want to bring a guitar with us, right? It's just natural. We feel whole when the guitar is near us, right? But travel on an airplane with a guitar, even if it's a travel guitar, can be kind of, well, anxiety producing. I mean, and I love travel guitars. I love the Close carbon fiber guitar. I love the Taylor GS Mini. I love the Martin Dreadnought Jr. Those are all great travel guitars, but they have the guitar shape, and with the guitar shape comes all the red flags at TSA, at the gate, and blah, 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 and they always want you to check it, or sometimes they want you to check it, and it's just a hassle, and you're always worried about the thing, right? Enter Journey Instruments. Now, Journey Instruments has been around for some time, and they make collapsible travel guitars,
right? The neck literally comes off of these things. Well, they just launched a new travel guitar, the first class overhead travel guitar. I believe the model is the FF412C. Hold on, I've got it right here. FF412C. It is indeed the FF412C. More on that guitar in a second. But this guitar is fantastic. Well, I guess I can hold it. It's so weird to talk about a guitar and not hold it. This guitar is a travel guitar, but it's made of all solid wood. So I think one of the sacrifices that we make as guitar geeks, or a lot of times we think the sacrifice that we have to make is, okay, well, I'll get a travel guitar. I'm definitely gonna sacrifice a little tone, but I'll have the convenience of being able to bring it with me on an airplane. Well, this actually solves both problems because it's super convenient to travel with. More on that in a second. But it's all solid wood. Solid Sitka spruce top, solid mahogany back and sides. We'll get to this little contraption here in a second. And it's built with what's called a Manzer wedge. You can see that the upper bout area is actually thinner than the lower bout area. So it's actually really comfortable to play. It's got a cutaway, bone saddle, just a beautiful guitar to play. It's got a full scale bone nut, and it sounds great. It's got the bassiness and the responsiveness that you'd want out of a full size instrument. Right? It's a comfortable instrument to play, and you don't have to worry about traveling. As far as the bracing and stuff, it's scalloped, forward shifted X bracing. So the guitar is really built with a discerning guitar geek in mind. Now check this out. That screw that I showed you on the back, all you have to do is twist that little buddy, right? That loosens up the neck contraption, I'll call it, the neck attachment joint. And then there's a button right beneath the neck right here. All you have to do is press that, and the neck comes off of this thing. So it's super easy to travel with. The strings don't get tangled because they're in this little string tree on the top of the headstock. And all you have to do to assemble it is pop the neck back on and screw down that neck joint, right? So it's super easy to travel with. Now you're thinking, okay, cool. I got this guitar with a removable neck. What do I do with the pieces? Well, they've of course thought of that as well, because the first class overhead comes with a wheel bag that has room for everything. It's got a little compartment for the strings so they don't hit the top. It's got a compartment for your laptop, other accessories that you might want to bring, and it's got wheels on the bottom with an extendable aluminum handle, as well as backpack straps that actually tuck away inside the case. So it's very, very travel friendly, and I'm excited because this coming weekend, I'm actually flying to Chicago to go to a Blackhawks game with my son and Whitney. Although the Blackhawks aren't doing so hot, we don't have to focus on that. The focus here is travel. So I'm excited to put it through its full paces, and I've practiced assembling it, disassembling it, packing it up in the case, and I am just excited because for the first time, I don't think I'm gonna have to worry about a darn thing. It fits in the overhead compartment. They did all their research and all their measurements, and I know that I've kind of shown you here from a distance, but I wanna share with you a video that they're doing because there's a Kickstarter going on right now where you can get in on the ground floor of this particular instrument for a killer, killer price. More on that in a second. Let's check out the video and then I'll divulge a little bit more info on the Kickstarter and some more details on the instrument itself.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bailey from Journey Instruments. We are launching our overhead first class line of travel guitars. These are the world's first collapsible acoustic travel guitars in a custom wheeled carry-on bag. Journey Instruments is about 6 years old. We're from Austin, Texas, American-run guitar company, and we make the best travel instruments for musicians on the go. See this? $20,000 Beneteau, owned by Don Ross. This was crushed in a carbon fiber flight case. And this? This is Adrian Belew's handmade Stonebridge guitar, crushed in a flight case by an airline. This, Riley Pierce's Mayton, about a $4,000 guitar destroyed in another flight case. So basically we solve four main problems. One, what you saw in those pictures, breakage by airlines when checking your guitar in at a counter or a gate. Two, delays that come from waiting for your guitar to get out of baggage. If you're a business traveler, you know what I mean. Three, extra baggage fees or lost luggage, especially if it's your favorite guitar. And finally, there's that anxiety when you go to the check-in counter with your guitar, or if you make it to the gate and you see they're doing check baggage at the gate. So we've already launched and successfully managed production of our overhead line in both all carbon fiber and wood. Now these guitars, they feature our patented removable neck system that assemble in seconds without any tools. No screwdrivers, no wrenches, nothing. They have adjustable action. They're all super ergonomic with our wedged design. And they have a transparent 3 piezo passive pickup that's great for all styles of music. And to top it off, they come with a premium carry-on backpack for your guitar and all your gear. And they fit in the overhead bin. Now our overhead line is already available at the best instrument retailers around the world. And you can see top reviews on Sweetwater, Amazon, and guitar review sites. And they're played by some of the best champion fingerstyle guitarists in the world, like Thomas Lieb, Kevin Blake Goodwin, Don Alder, Manelli Jamal, and Don Ross. They're also played by some of the top YouTube guitar stars, such as Guitar Goddess, Marco Carrillo, and many others. Now we're introducing our newest overhead first class line on Kickstarter. We're gonna let you in on the best deal ever if you're a guitarist who wants a professional grade acoustic guitar that frees you from the problems we already talked about, is full size, super ergonomic, great to play, packs away quickly, and removes all that stress. To start, the first class line has an awesome carry-on case. It features a 1680 denier bag with backpack straps, durable rollers, and a retractable aluminum handle. It fits the body, neck, and has a panel to protect the soundboard from abrasion with the strings. It's got a ton of compartments for your laptop, your iPad, your accessories, and a change of clothes even. It is the most comfortable way you will ever carry a guitar. The first class line also features our patented and proven detachable neck. This is a stainless steel mechanism with carbon fiber reinforcement, and it's been proven in the market for 6 years, and it's guaranteed for life. Our guitars are super comfy. They feature a manta wedge, which increases volume, and it angles the guitar to reduce stress on your shoulders. We use premium woods with solid tops and solid backs to give great tone, and we use engineered sides for maximum stability for varying humidities and temperatures. And we use a premium maintenance-free passive pickup system that's great for strumming, fingerstyle, and percussive guitar. So the next model in the first class line is gonna be our first class Parlor. The goal in this was to build the biggest sounding, most comfortable, and portable all-around parlor guitar that had some great mojo. Our final model is gonna be the FC522 First Classical. Now the goal here is to make a performance-ready, beautiful classical guitar that's super ergonomic, sounds beautiful, and super portable. So if you're looking to travel with an awesome guitar and you want to put an end to things like stress when you check in or board, then you can support us to bring more awesome travel instruments that are a blast to play and a joy to travel with for you and your fellow passengers.
So I hope that offered up a little bit more detail so you could see some of the finer points. And like I said before, they thought of everything. They thought of the tone, the convenience, and even the little things. Like, you know, I mentioned there's backpack straps on the back. And you're thinking, well, gosh, if I wheel that around the airport or if I wheel that across a parking lot and there's like mud on the wheels, if I throw the backpack on, it's gonna get mud all over my back. There's actually a retractable flap that goes over the wheels to make sure that that doesn't happen. So they really thought of everything. And as I mentioned before, they have a Kickstarter going on currently. In fact, it's about, I wanna say it's about 2 days away from closing. I think it closes on December 20th, right in the morning. So this is a chance for you to get access to this instrument, or if you just want to get behind a really cool idea and a very cool company, you can go ahead and go to the Kickstarter and back it. I almost said the Kickstarter. Go to the Kickstarter and back it at various different denominations. You can get a hat, guitar picks, there's capos, shirts, and you name it, all the way up through various guitar models. This one included the FF412C, and the cool thing is, like, you think, well, why don't I just wait till they come out with the guitar? Totally an option, but if you participate in the Kickstarter, you get an early bird deal. And there's, depending on which model you pick, there's like a 20 or 35% discount you can get on the different models. And there's a whole slew of different models. In fact, if my recall is correct, I believe they even have a classical one coming out, which is pretty rad. So there's just a lot of cool stuff going on with Journey Instruments. And I really want you to check out that Kickstarter. Currently, as of the date that we're filming this, Their goal is $18,000. They've got 28 backers, which amounts to about $12,000. So make sure to head on over there if you're interested. Make sure to check it out. And if you feel like backing the project, please do so. There's only a couple days left. And I think it's a very cool project. I think it is a very cool project that us guitar geeks can get behind. And you can get a really stellar deal on a very cool travel instrument as well. And of course, I'll probably be reporting my travel, my travel log here on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday, so you can see how this thing actually traveled. I'm super pumped to use it. So again, make sure to check that out. You can access that Kickstarter. Of course, you can go to Kickstarter and just go ahead and type in Journey Instruments. It'll come right up. Or the easy way is to go to acousticlife.tv/AT69, and the link will be right there for all of you guitar geeks. Now, at this point of the show, I'd love to ask, Noah would love to ask, what you think of the show. So please leave a comment below. Let us know where you're tuning in from. And of course, while you're leaving that comment, think to yourself, gosh, have I subscribed to the Acoustic Life YouTube channel yet? And if you haven't, please do so. Click that red subscribe button. Don't forget to hit that little gray bell. That'll give you a notification of each and every new video that gets released, and you'll be in the loop at all times, which all of us guitar geeks need to be. We need to be in the loop. We need to be on the cutting edge of guitar geekiness. Now, speaking of guitar geekiness, Noah wants to feature some comments. He's been pleading with me all day. He's like, no, Tony, please just give me a little spot on the show. I want to feature some comments, and I think I have some other things I want to feature too. This is really a big deal for him. So I wanted to
You want to show how magnanimous you are, and let me go ahead and do that.
Well, I know you're particularly excited about the comments for this week.
Because it's so rare that I share comments.
No, I know. You just have a special, you took it from a very special perspective this week, a very special angle.
Okay, that's right. I did tell you there's an angle in the comments, so you'll have to look for them and tell me if you figure out what it is.
Okay, well, I enjoy this.
Okay, so our first comment and shout out goes to comments from Don. The shout out goes to Don, and he says, Tony, flannel commiserations. Mm. My wife once shrink roasted a couple of my hoodies in the dryer, including my Epcot Center one. Now I have a couple more, a maroon Guitarsonal hoodie, CAT39, and a navy hoodie with a sideways vertical Galway in green, white, orange lettering, and a Celtic weave knot motif. Newly ancestry Noah would be proud. Okay.
Now, Don's referring to my wife, Whitney shrunk my favorite red flannel. So it's like a three-quarter sleeve, like a baseball shirt now.
But it's okay. You still wear it.
I still wear it because it's my favorite flannel.
Yeah.
And Don, his maroon Guitarsonal, I was going to call it a flannel, but his maroon Guitarsonal hoodie is awesome. And you can see that. What episode did he say? AT39?
Yep.
39. He's got a really cool, great pictures. And I believe he's featuring a really rad 12 string. So make sure to check that out. Go ahead, Noah. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
I might have busted you off your flow.
Thank you, my liege. All right. Next comment comes from Davey Joe W. It says, hey, Noah, I recently did a DNA deal, and I am 55% UK heritage. Dear cousin Noah. Cool. And then he says, the family crest behind you, most definitely. And hi to Tony and Levi. Thanks, fellers, from Pennsylvania.
Nice. Okay. I pretty much I'm dialed on the theme that you have going, but maybe I need another comment to really solidify what I think is true.
All right, well, let's see. next comment comes from Gordon R., who says, Noah, that is why Scotch is so special. We went to the Isle of Mull, West Coast, which my family has a school of bagpiping. Hmm. Found our lineage back to 1354... Found out that bagpipes are used to annoy the enemy. My favorite Scotch is Oban. And in a tour of their factory, they pulled an 18-year cask off the wall, popped the cork, and used a turkey baster to let us try the cask strength. I was hooked.
That is way cool. I think, Noah.
Yes, please.
First of all, let me say this. I think one of your 2019 goals should be to learn bagpiping.
Mm.
And I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
Like, I want that for you. Not for me.
Well, me and a couple of the kids are doing the penny whistle and going through a penny whistle book right now.
Oh.
So.
Dr. Dave.
I know.
He's a penny whistler. I think that's what they call him.
I know. But that's great. I would love to do the bagpipes.
I'm feeling a strong threat of ancestry here.
There's a school near us, and wasn't it a couple weeks ago, somebody was outside on the sidewalk playing bagpipes. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember that. And we're sitting here typing and working, and we're like, do you hear that? Where is that coming from? Some random guy, student, walking with his
bagpipes.
Probably
one of your cousins looking for you, Noah.
That's, you might be very, that, I need to go find him now.
That's right.
All right. Next one comes from Richard H., who says, just subscribe to Acoustic Life and enjoy both Tony and Noah's humor and makes joining the guitar community much fun. Keep up the gear work, guys.
Oh,
see,
I like
now,
that.
Yeah, I think, right, you might think, did you mean to say keep up the great work? But you go over a lot of gear. So he could have meant gear work.
I can take that as both. I'll take it as both. And
okay.
It's a win in both categories.
Okay.
We will do our best to keep the great and gear work. The great gear work.
Sounds good.
Fantastic.
I diverted there, but here's the last one that comes from Kabayoth. And he says, he throws in a hashtag sage advice with Noah. Because you remember we mentioned that several Acoustic Tuesdays ago.
I think when folks found out that you were the officiant at my wedding, and now that you've been referred to as a reverend in one of our letters, I think sage advice with Noah has this whole new weight to it.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to take it more seriously. But here is what Kabayoth shared that I concur with. You use that word, it's a good word. He says, a man must know his limits, even if that means a close shave for the approval of his better half. I have to agree.
You know what? That's very timely.
That's some sage advice.
I just trimmed my mustache this morning. You didn't notice, Noah. That's fine. I didn't want you to notice.
Well, after you told me the story, I noticed because of my...
But my wife was very pleased.
Right.
Because, you know, this morning I'm sitting down at home drinking coffee, and I'm just drinking my coffee, enjoying the scenery. A lot of deer in the yard lately. And I look at I got a white kitchen table, and there's just coffee rings all over the kitchen table. The side of my coffee mug is a complete mess. It's just all wet. There's coffee dripping down the side. My face, I got coffee all over my face. Well, what happens when the mustache gets too long is it creates this watercolor paintbrush effect where it dips in the coffee. And then as you pull the cup away, it either splatters, drips down the coffee mug, or just drips down your face. So I created this big mess, and I thought, you know what? Enough's enough. I can't take this anymore. I just got to give myself a little trim. And there you go. Mess is cleaned up.
Well, see,
and Whitney is super happy.
See, and that's great. I mean, I'm glad that Whitney is happy. But then when we were rehearsing earlier and you were drinking coffee at my desk, you walk away and there's this mess and a ring of the coffee and everything. And so I'm not sure.
See, I think I don't buy that. I think that was from your mug.
You, okay, I'm not going to argue. So that's our comments, Tony. But I also have some, you know, your guitar geek wins.
Please, please. I've just emptied, so I'm going to refill.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. So there's quite a few of them this last week. So again, please take some time to go through the comments yourself. A lot of cool things shared there. Much more small wins. Many more, you know, your guitar geek wins. First one comes from Nat M, and he says, you know, your guitar geek when you're trying to convince your wife you need another guitar for the guitar arsenal, and she asks you why you need another one, and you simply smile and say, honey, I view guitars like outlaws of the Wild West, and this one is on the most wanted list.
I really appreciate you taking a character on the quote there.
Okay.
That was very good.
All right.
Now, I want to bring up, this reminds me of a meme we were talking about earlier. I was on Facebook scrolling away, you know, and I see a picture of Meatloaf. And it's
like the dinner?
No, like the singer.
Okay.
You know, Bat Out of Hell, Meatloaf.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got his microphone, he's in his power stance. He's like, I would do anything. And then stops.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a picture of a spouse in the center that says, please stop buying more guitars. And then in the bottom of the meme, it says, but I won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was just great. In fact, I laughed. I showed it to Whitney. She didn't find the same humor. I think she could commiserate. Is that the right word?
Appreciate.
Empathize.
Appreciate.
She could appreciate where it was going.
Yeah.
But she definitely didn't find it as funny as I did.
Well, she's not a guitar geek, Tony.
Well,
and
I got she's close.
Okay.
She's getting there.
All right, I got two more for you.
Please, please.
All right. So this next one comes from James M. You know your guitar geek when you tell your spouse you need another guitar so you can have guitars with two different tunings and hope she buys it. Your excuse, that is.
I like that. It's a valid. It's a valid technique, and I would love a follow-up report on that. Because you know, we're always, as guitar geeks, we're always looking for ways to convince our significant other to support our purchasing habit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that purchasing habit, our lifestyle, our acoustic lifestyle, our guitar geekiness. So please report back. If we don't hear from you, we know that we should send out the missing persons party.
All right, got one more from you. And this is from a regular Acoustic Tuesday viewer and commenter who also sent in the sage advice with Noah. This is Kavayoth. You know you're a guitar geek when you are selling more guitars to customers than the sales staff at your local music store.
That's pretty awesome.
That's
way awesome.
Yeah.
You know, sounds like maybe it's time to just, you know, shack up there. Maybe get some commission. I don't know.
Yeah,
it works that way.
Well, see, we were discussing this, and we thought, like, nah, being employed brings all this other baggage with it.
Yeah, and the motives are pure. If you're just an excited customer who wants to share in the enthusiasm of being a guitar geek.
There you go.
I almost went for the enthusiasticism. Clearly, that's not a word, but I love it.
You can make it one.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
All right. So it is.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, I'm pretty. We got a couple more things. I'm pretty excited about getting to the last one.
I am too. This is something that is we'll call it a holiday prepper. I haven't found a great, a different word for it. So holiday prepper is basically what we'll call it. But before we get there, please, please, please do me a favor. Do Noah a favor. Do us all guitar geeks a huge favor and share the show with your guitar geek friends. The whole mission behind Acoustic Tuesday is to be guitar geeks, unite with other guitar geeks, learn together, and just wave our guitar geek flag. And the way we do that is to get as many guitar geeks watching on Tuesday as possible. So please share this with your guitar geek friends, and let's get as many folks watching Acoustic Tuesday as we possibly can. When I say as many folks, I just mean as many guitar geeks as we can. Okay? That's all. Now, moving on, we've got some guitar arsenals, Noah.
Yes,
and
we do.
And both of these guitar arsenals are, they're impressive, but they also contain stories that I love. In fact, the second one contains some great family-oriented stories that I really, really appreciate. And this first one comes from Roy M. from Beaver, Ohio. Now, the cool thing about Roy is that we actually met Roy in person. He was coming through Montana in June, and he stopped by the studio. I happened to be on my way out. It was a Friday. I was on my way out for a camping trip, and I was here getting some water and some other things. And Roy pops in, and we put on a pot of coffee, and we just hung out and chatted for a bit. And turns out that Roy makes these, I don't know if I'm going to call these the right thing. They're like Viking runes.
Yeah.
He was wearing this cool necklace with a cool, like, symbol. It had, like, a hatchet or a mallet or something on it.
Well, he told us, like, for his whole life, he's been a part of, like, these Celtic or, like, Viking, like, strength group games where they, like, literally rip branches off trees and, like, fight with axes and stuff and, like, drink at the bonfire well
into the
morning.
Yeah, like, reenactment stuff.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But they actually fight, like, for fun.
Yeah. Well, on to Roy's guitar arsenal. Didn't we call his son too? Because his son was an Acoustic Tuesday viewer, or is an Acoustic Tuesday viewer.
That's right, yeah.
And he called up his son. He's like, "You'll never guess where I'm at."
Yeah.
It was a cool moment. Anyway, so on to the guitar arsenal from Roy M. He says, "First, let me thank you for allowing me to visit you at the studio in June. I enjoyed meeting the two of you. From left to right on the back row, my dad's 1934 Supertone Roundup Gene Autry Parlor, a Teton 103 NT Parlor. In the front row from left to right, my first guitar, a 1970s Dixon IG-47, a 1998 Martin J40, my go-to guitar, a 2013 Martin 00015 SM, and lastly, a Chinese copy of a 30s 00045 with a flower pot neck inlay. In the middle is an almost empty bottle of 10-year Glenmorangie Scotch. Cheers to you both." And he even included a little, we'll call it a bourbon glass, even though he mentioned Scotch.
All right.
The emoji looks a lot like this.
Well, that's all they have. And so, I mean, it's Scotch. So it was meant to be a Scotch glass.
Fine, you don't have to get mad at me about it. Next guitar snow comes from Clinton B. from Phoenix, Arizona. And first of all, kudos for including the dog. I'm a huge dog lover, and to see the dog in there is awesome. And I have to mention, I noticed a typewriter on the shelf.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of antiquity.
Old things.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just liked seeing the typewriter there. So kudos for those things. Now on to the actual guitar arsenal. On the wall, left to right, a 1975 Fender Music Master bass, a 1965 Fender Music Master guitar, that's a stellar pair, by the way, a Fender Telecaster Thin Line Custom, a 1974 Fender Strat, on the floor, left to right, my 7-year-old son's Yamaha FG Jr., hashtag FamJam, an Ibanez AVC6 acoustic sitting on top of my homemade suitcase drum kit, which looks awesome, a 1984 Ibanez Roadstar bass, a 1983 Ibanez Roadstar guitar, a 1930s Slingerland Maybell archtop, that is awesome, a 1963 Gibson Country Western, a Gibson J45 True Vintage, a Martin 0028H in amber tone, a homemade Bruner Barncaster behind that, and finally, Lily the Wonderfloof and I are holding my grandpa's old Drifter D18 copy from around 1970. He played a few gigs a week on this old guitar until he officially joined the Angel Band at age 92. If you look close enough around the middle of the bookshelf, you can see a picture of him playing it at his 90th birthday party. Hashtag double fam jam. So awesome. I want to thank both Roy and Clinton for not only sharing your guitar arsenals, but for sharing your stories as well. And if you're sitting there thinking, gosh, I got a guitar arsenal and the stories to go with it, well, please share them. It's super easy. First, you got to get yourself a guitar arsenal shirt. There's a link right beneath the YouTube video. Go ahead and click on it and order yourself a shirt. Put that shirt on and take a picture amongst all of your guitars. And then the third step is to submit it at acousticlife.tv. Once you go there, you'll see a submit link in the top menu. Go ahead and click that. You can put your picture in there and then also add your story and description of your guitar arsenal. Now, Noah, it's time.
Sure is.
It's time for Noah's master project reveal. So we'll call this the holiday preparation portion of the program. Noah's been at a very special project for quite some time. He actually lost it on a few occasions, mentally, but he lost the project files.
And it was passed on to me at some point.
And it was, okay. Yes. But a year ago, we had the Tony's Acoustic Challenge members participate in a song challenge. So over the course of 2 weeks, they learned an entire song, measure by measure. At the end of those 2 weeks, they had another 2 weeks to practice the song and submit a video of them playing the song. Well, we had over 60 video submissions of this song. And we were thinking, how do we best honor the hard work and just overall awesomeness of these amazing Tony's Acoustic Challenge members, these amazing guitar geeks? Well, Noah took each of those performances, he sliced, he diced, he whittled, he carved, and he made what we call a supercut of the song Auld Lang Syne, which all these folks learned, and it is just a treat to watch. Now, when you're watching this, I want you to look for the Easter eggs, and I want you to notice how many amazing guitars you're about to see. And of course, the playing as well. But there's just a lot of stuff to take in here, so please sit back, pour yourself a drink, and enjoy this.
Thank you.
Darn awesome to see all of those awesome guitar geeks, great guitars, and overall really cool playing. It's just a cool idea to know that all of those guitar geeks submitted one song and that virtually, digitally, and with Noah's magic, he just threaded them all together, just like that. So pretty darn cool. I want to thank all of the Tony's Acoustic Challenge members that participated in that, and I also want to mention huge mega thank you to Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the editing specialist who cut his teeth on that project and had to do it more than one time.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's part and parcel with cutting your teeth on anything, especially like that. You have to work on it for a while, put in some time and effort, and then lose it all and have to start over completely from scratch.
All right, so we've almost put Acoustic Tuesday episode 69 to bed. We've swaddled it. We put its nightcap on. We gave it a nice warm glass of milk, maybe some fresh baked chocolate chip cookies, you know, with the oozy chocolatey center. But we have one more important piece of business to tend to, and of course, that is Guitar Geek Trivia. Here was your Guitar Geek Trivia question. Who founded the Oscar Schmidt Company alongside Oscar Schmidt in New Jersey in the year 1871? Was it A, Otto Schmidt, B, Owen Schmidt, C, Ollie Schmidt, or D, Oliver Schmidt? See, the funny thing here is I always thought Oscar Schmidt was just one guy, but apparently there was two involved. So if you answered A, Otto Schmidt, you're absolutely correct. The Oscar Schmidt Company was founded by Oscar and Otto Schmidt in Jersey City, New Jersey in 1871. The company applied for dozens of patents in the musical instrument and related equipment field. The Oscar Schmidt Company was formally incorporated in 1911, and at its peak in the early 1920s, the company operated manufacturing facilities in five cities. The instruments were primarily sold door-to-door by traveling musical salesmen from the early 1880s until 1965. Each year, the company would offer new special editions of its products linked to newsworthy events, likely to appeal to the sympathy of customers the sales force would encounter. These special editions would include a small dedication commemorating the event, and sheet music also written to commemorate the event. The company's salesmen kept detailed records of the buying habits of customers, and the selection of special editions was made annually with the intent to sell additional instruments to existing customers. I know we can all relate to that. And as you can see, gas was incited at a very early stage in our history. Gas meaning gear acquisition syndrome, guitar acquisition syndrome. Either one will suffice. All right, that's it, Noah. Acoustic Tuesday, episode 69. It's getting those droopy eyes. Maybe the hands went up a couple times to rub the eyes.
Yep.
And it's time. It's time for twilight. It's time for dreamland. Time for dreamland for Acoustic Tuesday. 69.
The Yule log is in the fire.
That's right. The Yule log is in the fire. It's starting to smoke and burn. I was going to think of something else. I just can't. But let's actually take a sneak peek into next week to see what's going to happen on Acoustic Tuesday episode 70. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, you're going to learn about a new face in the American primitive guitar scene. You're going to take the bass for a walk because every bass needs a walk because otherwise if you don't walk it, it gets pent up and it starts bouncing around the house. And a gig that is a guitar geek destination. Yes, that's all going to happen next week. And of course, more is going to happen next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Don't forget to catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on YouTube. And of course, between Tuesdays, if you need your acoustic guitar fix, please head to acousticlife.tv where you can do a deep dive on anything we've ever featured on Acoustic Tuesday.
There's all the artists, all the gear, all the guitar reviews, you name it, it's on there. And with the holidays right around the corner, I know you're traveling. I know you're kind of in the car, maybe waiting in an airport. So this is a great reminder to please check out the Acoustic Tuesday Spotify playlist. Every artist we've ever featured on Acoustic Tuesday is on there. It's a great one for holiday dinners because you can press play, hit the shuffle button, and you'll just be in pure acoustic music bliss. So make sure to check that out. Again, that's at acousticlife.tv. And please subscribe to the Acoustic Life YouTube channel while you're at it. I want to thank you guys so much for your time today. Thank you for watching Acoustic Tuesday. Thank you for sharing Acoustic Tuesday. And of course, Noah and I will see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers to you, and may you have a very happy holidays. Make sure to tune in next week because we're going to have a special holiday episode. You're not going to want to miss all the Yuletide spirit that these two guys here are going to conjure up. We'll see you next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Take care.